truly intelligent media for the politically aware.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom?
The future is uncertain. I know this. Death is inevitable. I know this. But one thing is certain, as free men, it is our right to live unencumbered and in peace. And those times are quickly drawing to an end. And in these times, peace is certainly an illusion. And as the chains grow tighter, our ability to slip those chains increase incrementally with every passing moment. Inaction is no longer an option. It's time to raise our voices like a cacophony of thunder and lightning and tell the masters no more. And this is Nighthawk, and I say, for myself, no more. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, because the freedom is slipping away.
All right, thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Back at it. We are back in it. This is your host, Mechanic. It's 1 o'clock on a Thursday afternoon on the west coast of the United States. I'm going to run this shit in the next 60 minutes. Fuck.
shots. Yes, there is truth to that. And clinically, you know, this is where we see some of the poison that doesn't make sense if it were an mRNA or the lipid nanoparticle causing the reactions or the responses.
Okay.
I mean, adverse reactions.
So the inserts, pharmacist whistleblowers have been coming forward. The inserts in these things are completely blank. The only words on them is this page left intentionally blank. We have talked about ad nauseum. You go open a bottle of Advil, you have to get out your magnifying glass. All of the possible adverse events that could occur from just an Advil are listed on this tightly folded up piece of paper that expands to the size of an umbrella. They're intentionally left blank. If somebody really wanted to know what's in them, because nobody does, what would you tell them? If somebody was considering this inoculation, well, what's in it? What would your answer be?
My answer would be, I wouldn't consider the inoculation and I won't at all until we know what's in it. And they're intentionally left blank, in my opinion, because this is a large clinical trial. So they're not going to tell you which ones are saline. They're not going to tell you what the adverse reactions, because those data safety sheets, they tell you the reactions. They tell you who got fevers, who got chills, which is what's in the manuscripts of the animal trials. So we are the animal trial, and we knew that under the emergency use, which is why they could never legally be mandated, which was what we've been fighting for the last 6 months, because, you know, that I would tell them, no, I'm not an experimental animal. You can't coerce me. It's against all laws of all our constitutional rights and the Nuremberg Code. This is what we've been saying. I would tell them, no, until we see, you know, you're not going to inject a vial of liquid that could kill me or my newborn baby. And we'd know that. And not happening.
Speaking to the clinical trial deal, and I don't know, I'm sure that you're far too busy for this, but at StuPeters.tv, for all of you watching this, there is leaked tapes of a conversation between an inoculation victim who's been diagnosed with Guillain-Barré polio. Now this has moved into unexplainable tremors. Her neurologist said this is a direct result of the Moderna vaccine. She called Moderna, talked to a spokesperson there who openly admitted in a recorded conversation that we aired at StuPeters.tv that, yes, everyone who accepts this inoculation is participating in a trial. Every single person is an experiment. So we don't know what's in them other than graphene oxide and a small amount of mRNA. How do these things work? I mean, is this a bioweapon intentionally being released to make people sick and kill them? Is this population control, or am I a conspiracy theorist?
No, I mean, it really is a bioweapon that is intentionally, because that spike protein, and again, that's only those lots. You know, remember, this experiment will have different doses, different levels, different combinations of those other things like graphene oxide, different metals, different stability of the mRNA, different vectors for the protein in the J&J, the adenovirus vector, different strains. This is an experiment. So you can get, you know, just, you know, one lot having the graphene oxide. You can get several other lots with other things. So, this, you know, the mRNA or the protein expression, that spike protein is a combination of HIV envelope, meaning the HIV spike protein, XMRV, the mouse gamma retroviruses, that new family of viruses we discovered and isolated with people from, Guillain-Barré, multiple sclerosis, myalgic encephalomyelitis. Well, now Tony Fauci's calling that long haul COVID. You know, no, it's the same disease you gave them when you mixed HIV and the XMRVs and the xenotransplantation of a blood supply that was contaminated for 30 years until we discovered that in 2006. Yes.
Yeah. That right there, that lady right there, Dr. Mikovits, she is on the Stu Peters show. Much respect for both of these individuals, no question. Peters really lays it down hard. I'll go ahead and drop this. You get the general idea, right? The evidence is now becoming absolutely undisputable. It's like we got heavyweights from all over the world weighing in on the bullshit. And let me say, okay. I want to go into this guy right here. This is a former colonel. And somebody reminded me of this video earlier today. Thank you. Thank you. This goes back to 2020, March 2020. All right. Now, what I'm going to do here is a little, it's got subtitles. All right. You're going to have to bear with me talking. I know it's a crazy idea, but I'm going to interpret this guy, this colonel. All right. Yeah. I speak Russian. No, dimwit. It's in subtitles. I'm reading. All right. Just mess with you. All right. Here we go.
Васильевич, да, добрый день. Владимир Васильевич, я знаю, что вашей должностью был в том числе и ведущий научный сотрудник Центра военно-стратегических исследований Генерального штаба Вооруженных сил. А вот как вы с этих позиций можете оценить явление коронавируса?
Вот именно с таких позиций, Дамир, их нужно оценивать. Потому что не с позиции здравоохранения, не с позиции эпидемиологии и так далее. Явление коронавируса, которое ложно обзывает пандемией, нужно оценивать именно с позиции...
The coronavirus phenomenon they falsely deem a pandemic needs to be examined from the perspective of global powers.
Глобальных сил, религиозных, политических,
religious,
финансовых,
экономических, economic, и
национальных. Явление... вот этого коронавируса, так называемой пандемии, еще раз скажу, никакой пандемии нет. Это все ложь. Вот. Его нужно оценить.
Coronavirus phenomenon, the so-called pandemic, and let me tell you, there's no pandemic. Yeah, this is what he's saying now. The coronavirus phenomenon. Okay? Sorry, YouTube. Sorry, Facebook. The coronavirus phenomenon. The so-called pandemic. And let me tell you, there's no pandemic. It's all a lie. Needs to be considered as a global strategic special operation.
С точки, как понимать, как глобальную, стратегическую, специальную операцию. Именно вот так нужно понимать это явление. Это
This is exactly how you need to link. This is exactly how you need to think of this thing. These are command and staff exercises of the world's... Interesting. These are command and staff exercises of the world's behind-the-scenes powers on controlling humanity.
Командно-штабные учения мировой закулисы по владению полным контролем над человечеством. Вот в чем смысл вот этого коронавируса. Еще раз говорю, мы не...
So he says that this is the goal of what the coronavirus is. I'll repeat it once again. This is him talking. I'll repeat it once again. We have little faith in God, and even less so in the existence of Satan, the enemy of the human race.
Не верим то, что есть. Мы мало верим в Бога, а еще меньше верим, что есть сатана, враг рода человеческого. Так вот, мировая закулиса, в своей основе это вся низкофинансовая, свои цели имеет.
So the, this is him continuing. So the aim of the behind-the-scenes Zionist and financial powers is reducing the world's population. This is a former Russian colonel in 2020.
Yeah, this dude is absolutely on point. This dude is I think being given permission to do this, I think he got permission in 2020 to do this. And I seriously doubt there's anything harmful inside of that Sputnik V vaccine. They have amongst the lowest death counts across the nation. I think they realized early on that the PCR test was fundamentally fouled and specifically utilized to take advantage of that particular situ from the very beginning. Knowing the PCR test was flawed, knowing that the PCR test was a grift. It's a grift. That's what we're talking about here. I believe that the exposure of the PCR test, the court of law or public opinion, whichever comes first, I would prefer public opinion myself. But it is a PCR test. It is the constant testing and the PCR test that is the number one connecting vertebrae of this whole thing. If you take a look at the entire blueprint, it is all engulfed inside of the PCR. Without the PCR test, without the participation in the PCR test, this thing crumbles like stale bread. He goes on here. So the aim of the behind-the-scenes Zionist and financial powers is reducing the world's population. We know this. We know that this is the agenda afoot.
Сокращение населения Земли. Это ее идея фикс. Наш людей, обычных людей на Земле, по их мнению...
It's their idea. They think there's too many of us ordinary people in the world. There should be around 100 million of their own kind and a maximum of 1 billion people on Earth to serve them. Have I not said this very thing? Just like 3 days ago, I said, yeah, everybody else that's left will be around to serve or die. That's it. If you don't got nothing to offer the world government, you will be exterminated.
I'm just out of my mind. Oh, Seth, you're just such a conspiracy theorist.
Oh, man, that's just almost cliche right about now, right? To date, I would say between September 11th, 2001, and right now, I have lost 90% of all relationships in my life. Basically went from a music festival going to, rocker, grappler, just basic San Diegan, just partier, right? But I was still kind of woke to things. I was listening to Mr. Cooper. And then when it happened, I was at house parties trying to educate people. I wasn't drinking anymore. I wasn't, I wasn't engaging in the common behavior. I was rapping with people, trying to get people to educate themselves and do their own research. And I maybe I took it too far, huh? Maybe I took it too far. All right. So they're out. And it's amazing now because I find myself in quite the peculiar set of situs between my ears. And I don't mind sharing with you. It's what I do from time to time. So why stop now? It's a very complex thing where now I wish I was wrong about everything I know to be true. I don't know how one ends up in this particular set of situations, but that's where I find myself right now. I don't want to be right anymore. I'm tired of being right. Is that a thing? After a certain point of research, it's no longer a conspiracy theory. You see, that's the thing. That's how science becomes a thing, through scientific theory. And if I recall correctly, there are 7 steps to scientific theory. On the forefront of that, of the most important, is repetitiveness, right? In-depth analysis, comparison, stats, endless trials, hypothesis. I'm probably not even saying that right. I think I'm missing one. But you get the general of what I'm talking about. All right. So let's keep running this. It's their idea. They think there's too many of us ordinary people in the world. There should be around 100 million of their own kind and a maximum of 1 billion to serve them. Shit.
Не слишком много. Их должно быть порядка 100 миллионов их самих, еще в обслуге максимум миллиард на Земле. Вот тогда они будут жить, жировать здесь, на Земле.
And they will be living in abundance on
Earth. Много людей.
Because us, the people, the earthlings,
поэтому коронавирус и возникший почти сразу за ним финансовый кризис, они неразрывно связаны друг с другом.
I got it. Okay. What did he say? Started talking quickly. Because us, the people, the earthlings, there's too many of us for the behind-the-scenes world powers. There's too many of us for them to control. This dude is preaching. Unbelievable. It's beautiful.
Для мировой закулисы. Поэтому коронавирус и возникший.
So he says, this is why the coronavirus and the financial crisis that has emerged almost immediately, they're inextricably tied to one another. Sick. All right.
Почти сразу за ним финансовый кризис, они неразрывно связаны с друг другом. Для того, чтобы заставить...
The aim is to stop people's movement around the world, to curtail political freedoms. You are listening to me translate the... Or just read the... I'm not translating shit. I'm just reading the, It's total brain fart right now. This Russian is being interpreted. There is some subtitle down below, and I'm reading that to you. And I got to say, this guy had the blessings to do that. There's no way this dude does it on his own. I think Putin himself approves of this message. That's what I think. All right.
Идея ограничить перемещение по миру, заставить пресечь какие-то политические свободы, в политическом плане, в политическом ключе это сделать практически невозможно. Есть различные конституции, выполняя...
In political terms, it would be practically impossible to do all that. There are differences in constitutions. Whether they're being implemented or not, that is a different question. This dude is legit, bro. Let's just get through it.
Это не выполняется, это уже другая роль. Но все-таки есть какие-то политические права, к которым люди привыкли и считают, так будет вечно. Первая попытка лишить людей их прав была сделана 11 сентября 2001 года. Мало кто помнит из существующих так называемая атака на в здании Всемирного торгового центра Пентагон и Белый дом в Америке, после которого, значит, была объявлена всемирная...
Not many seem to remember that after the so-called attack on WC Tower, or the WTC Towers, that's the World Trade Center Towers, Pentagon, and the White House in the USA, the global war on terrorism was declared. All right.
Война с терроризмом. А теперь вспомним, чтобы понять, что такое коронавирус сейчас, давайте мы проанализируем вот первую попытку вот этой объявления войны человечеству под видом...
Let's remember in order to understand what coronavirus is now. Let's analyze that first attempt, the declaration of war on humanity that was disguised as a war on terrorism. Somebody needs to buy this guy a vodka.
Борьбы с терроризмом. Вот сколько получается уже.
That was 19 years ago.
Вот что сделали вот эта мировая закулиса, что она вытворила 11 сентября 2001 года. Сейчас...
Missed it. Damn it. Where'd it go? The behind-the-scenes world powers created events of September 11th, 2001. Let me say this again. The behind-the-scenes world powers created the events of September 11th, 2001. So, you think this guy ever sat down and smoked one with Mr. Cooper?
Курица, что она вытворила 11 сентября 2001 года. Сейчас им нужен новый повод для ужесточения, для захвата контроля над человечеством.
Now they need another excuse for greater control and takeover of humanity. That's how they came up with the coronavirus. Or the reason they came up with it. He's just stating it a different way.
И придумал этот коронавирус. В принципе, это, скажем так, это даже не пандемия, не эпидемия.
Okay, so basically, to put it this way, there's no pandemic.
Даже сейчас от
Even
него,
now, я literally looked at the data this morning. Yeah, so even now, I literally looked at the data this morning. 300 people in the world die from it daily. This is in March of
2020. 300 человек в день на земном шаре. Можете представить это размеры? Ну, конечно, жалко любого человека.
All right, this is lengthy. You can imagine what kind of scale this is. Of course, I'm sorry about each person who dies, but 300 people across 7.5 billion people, that's basically nothing. Facts. Facts. And more facts. You want a spoonful of the facts? Pony up. Come on over to the buffet. We got facts for you right over here. Right next to the fruitcake. That's right. We got facts. Holy. We're doing just dandy on time. Beautiful. All right.
Понятно, да? 300 человек для 7,5 миллиардов человек – это вообще ни о чем. Вот это командно-штабные учения мировой закулисы пресечь.
These command and staff exercises of the behind-the-scenes world powers have an aim to limit different political rights and make people afraid.
Различные, скажем так, политические права, заставить людей испугаться. У нас дурачки уже понахватали там пшенку, гречку в магазинах.
The fools are already grabbing food in shops here. Millet, buckwheat, etc.
Разметая кое-где.
Туалетную
бумагу. Даже. Господи.
Yeah, even toilet paper. He's laughing.
Для чего? Запугать людей. Это команда...
The goal is to create scares. Once again, these are... Okay, hold on a second. Sorry. Once again, these are command and staff exercises of the behind-the-scenes Zionist and financial liberal world powers with the aim of limiting the political rights of people are basically accustomed to having. The dude is being very methodical, very logical. To me, this makes perfect sense. To me, I hear this and I say to myself, yeah, bro, keep doing what you're doing. You're on the right side of history. You're on the right track. You're a damn freedom fighter. All right.
Это командно-штабные учения мировой, сионо-финансовой, либеральной закулисы с тем, чтобы пресечь те политические права, которые уже люди, в принципе, привыкли пользоваться, особенно в Западной Европе.
Especially in Western Europe.
Вторая задача.
There's a second goal. And I've spoken about this myself, actually. There's a second goal. The first goal is to reduce the population numbers on Earth. That's their satanic goal. All right, he continues.
Первый, еще раз говорю, это сокращение населения Земли. Это сатанинская задача. Вторая задача – это политическая.
Where's Jacker? Where's Hijacker when you need him, right? The second political goal of the behind-the-scenes world powers is to seize power, and the third goal is related to the finances and power over the economy.
Власть. Мировой закулисы. А уже третья пошла финансово-экономическая. Финансовая, ну, мы знаем уже кто.
Financial, we already know at least those who are interested in this.
Кто интересуется. Сейчас на каждую...
Now for every product that exists, please give me your pencil.
Дайте вашу ручку или карандаш у вас, да?
Yeah, he's asking for
карандаш, допустим, стоит 1 рубль, да? Не, ну, доллар, да? Тебе привыкли доллар.
Okay, he's making an example out of this pencil here. All right, so he's got the pencil kind of being up. I will drop this video link into Chatsy for those of you in the Chatsy. Let's see, here we go. There's that. There's the link. Boom. We are on the exactly the 5 minute mark. Okay. Well, I think that's 5 minutes left, actually, but 4:59 or something like that. All right. So he's making an example out of this pencil right here. Let's say this pencil cost 1 ruble or $1. Let's say it's $1 for this pencil. It was issued 20 times the amount in money, promissory notes, equities, and other financial derivatives. All right. Derivatives, right? Derivatives, that's right. All right.
Доллар, да? Так вот, этот карандаш выпущено денег и других векселей, акций, других финансовых деривативов в 20 раз больше. То есть, если взять карандаш, реальную стоимость, $1, то у него различных бумаг...
That means if you take the real value of this pencil, $1, it comes with different papers that carry 20 times the value. Accordingly, all the financial and economic relations have gone from the real economy to this virtual economy.
Финансово-экономические отношения перетекли из реальной экономики, они перетекли в эту виртуальную. Этот финансовый пузырь, по-моему...
It's a financial bubble that exists now in which encompasses, I think, $1,200,000,000,000. Holy.
По-моему, в 1,200,000,000,000,000 долларов.
It's a financial bubble that exists now in which encompasses that amount of money. Are you kidding me right now? This is bigger than we've ever seen. This is bigger than the Depression of 29. Yeah.
Сейчас существует. То есть это совершенно финансовый пузырь. Его нужно сдувать. И ФРС, это Федеральная резервная система, буквально несколько дней, по-моему, где-то
ФРС, the Federal Reserve System, literally, some days ago, it was in February, I think, they introduced a 0% interest on deposits.
Крыле, что ли, ввела нулевой процент, по-моему, по вкладам. Сейчас во многих странах уже даже отрицательный. То есть ты вложил $100, тебе скажут...
Now in many countries, it's even a negative interest rate. That is, you deposited $100 and you get $90 or $95 back. But at least you're still going to get it. How does that even work? How does that even work? Unbelievable. All right.
А получишь только 90 или 95. Ну, получишь. То есть идет отрицательные ставки по депозитам уже. То есть нужно сдувать эту массу. Как ее сдуть? Через, опять же, искусственно устроенный вот этот вот.
So again, through this artificial international, we see the economy has crashed. It's clear. Accordingly, we can't meet your domestic demand like we did before. You need to tighten your belts, etc. So they're creating this scarcity, right? I mean, it's getting to the point now where it's absolutely undeniable. I feel, almost every day I feel a little bit more vindicated, I guess, in a way, but that's really not. It's really not what I'm focused on. I'm not really focused on trying to be right. I want to remain as accurate as possible with the content that I drop. I'm not a fan of being wrong, but when I'm wrong, I will acknowledge it. Make no mistake. But it's starting to look like a lot of people were right in the public eye that were just banished and just ripped off the air and they lost their jobs and all their channels and, issues. It's a situation right now where people face astronomical suffering on a global scale, on a mass plane scale. For me, I go back to this being a Babylonian ritual. I think that I can call the umbrella of the operation Babylonian, and I can call the hand on the umbrella, the operator on the umbrella, the New World Order. The New World Order is nothing less than an attempt to bring in a Babylonian culture. And I speak on this frequently only because it's kind of revealed itself to me in a way which I think was built for me to understand, for me to navigate. Many people have tried to push me in the direction that I'm headed in right now. And right now I'm doing it all on my own. I don't even need to be pushed right now because it's spelling itself out for me in my face. As I go through the research, as I conduct the analysis, I look at the stats, the history, the past, the present, the future. I'm comparing articles from the 90s to articles today, sometimes months, sometimes years apart. I'm trying to refine how I gather intelligence and gather information. And there are a lot of individuals out there that do this day in and day out, and I can't even hold a candle to these individuals. But I do feel I belong here. I feel I can bring something to the table. My swag, it ain't going to be for everyone. I'm not in this to make friends. I'm in this to get the facts out. I'm in this to get the truth out. So as this little one-hour gig winds down, welcome, Heather, Mr. Waters. I want to address a few things. So yesterday, we were in, the farmer's market. I had my booth set up. I had a couple of other fellows with me there. They are members of this new assembly we're trying to put together. And we had a few people approach us. Some people were, you know, a little too happy to give me the bird. Other people were extremely happy to be a part of what we had going on. So we gathered some more emails. I think we've doubled the amount of people now interested in our group over the last, or over the course of, I would say, the last 2 weeks. We have doubled the numbers of interest anyways. Now we will see how many people we can get to actually show up to the meetings, show up to the Zoom meetings, actually go through with the planning of these affidavits. We need a hundy. That's the golden number. We need a hundy. And that's what we're looking to get. So I'm doing my part. I'm doing my part for right now. You know, I felt like it was a good turnout for the first one. This is the very first day of the farmer's market. So it's going to be a two-part, right? I'm going to have a sequence where I'm going to have my trailer there. Once I get my banners made, I'll have my trailer there for the screening operation inside the farmer's market, which will be great. I'll advertise beforehand, have my banners facing the main drag, and hopefully I'll, you know, when I'm not making screens, I'll just come out and we'll see how it goes. I don't know if it's worth the time or not, but we're going to give it a shot. So, yeah, I'll be out there doing that as well. And I know the town is starving for that material right now. So if you're out there and you've got my card and you listen to this show and you're waiting for screens, I got material coming. All good. All good. I had a couple more things on the tap that I wanted to discuss. Where are we at here? I guess we can stop sharing for the time being here. Let's drop that. Oh, yeah, by the way, this is absolutely real. This has been confirmed by multiple sources. It's no longer a conspiracy. It's not even a myth. There's a couple of things here I have. I really want to go over these bullet points, and I do have the time. All right, so this was this came out on the 12th, July 12th here, a few days ago. Lynn discusses the five doctors' no-nonsense bullet points on injection. So Lynn Schmolitz discusses the five docs' bulletins. There are more. Then you get Dr. Merritt. You get Dr. Pavlovsky, Dr. Tenpenny, Dr. Majid. Is it Madej? Madej? Something like that? M-A-D-I-E-J? I've never pronounced it right. But she's fabulous. Absolutely fabulous. So they raise a bunch of questions about the vials with different appearances and the same boxes of vials, right? Let me say that again. So they're raising questions about vials with different appearances in the same box of vials. The question is, what does it mean? Be sure to visit a website, blah, 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 blah. They got the website right here, and we got some videos on it. So let's see if we can head over there. This is just going to redirect me here. It is going to redirect me. All right. Is it going to show me, again, you know, a lot of these questions here, they go back to this plasma. I wonder why that is. There's something to do with the plasma, or maybe it's something else and they're calling it the plasma. So the five doctors, we named them, they're in the fight. You know, they're basically suggesting here we have taken a stand together to educate and clarify the ongoing issues of this pandemic, the fight for your lives, your mind, your very soul, right? So these doctors are on point. They're all on the same page, and they realize that this is a depopulation agenda. This is an attempt to rip the soul of man out completely. They want to take away self-ownership like nothing else. Trust me. They don't want you thinking for yourself at all. They want you some swimming in a school of guppies following the leader right into the mouth of a bigger fish. Make no mistake. Their goal is to end any chance of self-sustainment, sovereignty, any of it. You think you're just going to be able to walk into a business that's already shut down? In Australia right now, I think they just passed a bill. I think it was Australia. where the vax card is at the UK. Is it the UK? It might be the UK. The vax card is now in play everywhere. You cannot go into a grocery store. You can't go into a bar, a club, nothing. You can't leave your house for business without the card. You've basically been shunned from society. The mark is here. That pile of garbage is literally written verbatim in the Bible. You will not be able to buy, sell, trade. They're creating a second tier society. And I could tell you this, based on what I've witnessed, various videos and conversations, the rest of the world is depending on America. They're waiting for America to wake the up. I'm not entirely sure what to tell the rest of the world right now. I wish I had an answer as to why it's not happening soon enough. I have some ideas. Hey, much of what we're witnessing now is the result of Stockholm Syndrome. Sure, there's a level of mistrust to, you know, from Josephine Citizen, for you, whatever, towards the government. But there's also an equal amount of Stockholm Syndrome with the government, with state officials, with the local public health. I mean, when I was out there with the bullhorn on the 4th of July parade and the hospital went by, a couple of staff members I recognized on there that I had seen on Zoom meetings, they got an earful from me. This bullhorn is fantastic, by the way. And some people, mostly the elder, which I have no issues with the elderly, and most of the it just completely shocked that I would call them participants of medical tyranny, that I would make statements like, you're a bunch of liars and traitors and you're all frauds. Yeah. I basically said the same thing to the local sheriff's deputies that had their vehicles inside the parade. No sheriff, though. Just a couple of trucks. This is a mail-in sheriff. She has an opportunity here to put her foot down on some really, really heavyweight tyranny, and she can't see shit. She can't see any of it. She absolutely has to go. She's got to go. We have an individual that has confirmed he is running for sheriff. The campaign hasn't started yet. When it does, I'll clue everybody in. Some bullet points for you. SARS-CoV-2 is not the cause of COVID-19 illness. COVID-19 is not a severe acute respiratory syndrome. COVID-19 is a blood and blood clotting disorder. COVID-19 symptoms are caused by spike protein. The spike protein in a man-made bioweapon. The spike protein can cause COVID-19 symptoms without a coronavirus present. Spike protein in COVID-19 symptoms causes brain, heart, lung, liver, kidney, blood, male and female reproductive damage. COVID-19 illness is not deadly. COVID-19 illness is greater than 99% recoverable. COVID-19 illness can be treated with known effective medicines, nutrients, and safe medical intervention. COVID-19 injection is not a vaccine. COVID-19 injections are experimental. COVID-19 injections are not safe and have never been proven to be safe. COVID-19 injections materials are not safe for injection. COVID-19 injection materials are not safe for injection and have never been tested for biological mechanisms in the body. COVID-19 injection materials cause infertility and cancer. COVID-19 injection materials causes strokes, heart attacks, brain damage, blood clots, myocarditis, miscarriages, menstrual irregularities. And the final one, COVID-19 injections are leading to large numbers of deaths. Hold your applause. Thank you. Thank you. At 20 or some odd bullet points there. All facts. All facts. Ladies and gentlemen, we have been led astray all over the planet. We have been led astray in so many ways for so many years that for some, there will be no recovery. For some, there's no going back. There's no undoing the damage. There's no reversing it. This is it. We need to come to terms with these things. I'm not a preacher, a doctor, a lawyer, a scientist. I'm just some big, dumb goof living in the mountains, surrounded by beautiful trees and scenery, in a mostly liberal state of mind. I condemn both the left and right paradigm. They have all the sheep bent over as willing slaves at this point. There is no better side. It's all just a part of that divisive narrative. Right down to professional sports. All contributing to the end game, which is that clear line of division between everybody that's walking, every language that's spoken, every culture, every genre, every age, every gender. Even if they've got to create more genders. They want the soul of man stripped. They want the identity known on paper, but in person, you'll be treated accordingly. I think those two things are very different. I think everybody eventually will have a target on their back if they have nothing to offer. If you find yourself in a position where you no longer have the skills to offer the community you're in, there will be options. This war is not going to be about tanks and missiles and bombs and this and that. There might be some of that just to kind of calm certain communities down. But they're coming for your brain. They're coming for your mind. They want your body full of graphene oxide. They want you easily hypnotized, easily controlled. They want to design your own manifest. And if you can't contribute to their agenda, then your existence is meaningless. There's no place for you. Get a grip.
Listening to Revolution Radio.
Be evasive.
But that doesn't mean that they're telling the truth as opposed to fiction.
And Genesis chapter 6, verse 4, and there were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came unto the daughters of men, indicating that there were giants before the Nephilim.
And sons of God, plural. They weren't talking about Jesus coming down.
No, that's right.
I'm Steve Crawford, host of Factor Theory Live. Join me every Sunday night from 10 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Check it out.
Find some comfort at Willow's World. A variety of news, commentary, and poetry at Willow's Poetry Corner, where there are comfy cushions and a tempting selection of delectable comestibles. A show that's quirkily and quintessentially British, with a unique twist featuring Willow Andreasen, your host. Join Willow Mondays and Thursdays, 2 till 4 p.m. Eastern Time, Studio A.
Hello,
My name is Mr. Rowe. I am the host of Reality Extraction. On Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, I utilize logic, intellect, and magic to methodically autonomize, vivisect, analyze, examine, study, scrutinize, and extract an essence of reality from a fog of illusion and confusion. You can find me on Studio B every Thursday at 1700 hours Pacific Time. That's 8 p.m. Eastern. No topic taboo, no subject too strange. I strive to take a neutral standpoint during the dissection of the topic at hand. That's Reality Extraction with Mr. Rowe on Revolution Radio.